Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 37 of Just Jesus, the promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, Guided and Satisfied. Isaiah 58, verse 11, in the NIV, reads as follows. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land and will strengthen your frame. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Our text for today is from Isaiah chapter 58, verse 9b through 12. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness, if you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then shall your light rise in the darkness and your gloom be as the noonday. And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. And your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. God referred to Israel's outward display of religion as a yoke that needed to be removed. In their desire to be religious over having a right relationship with God, they were judging others, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness in verse 9. It is very difficult not to be critical of others and watch your words when you are only seeking to be pious rather than pure. God's word tells us that out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. That's Luke 6, verse 45. I also believe that what fills our hearts also dictates how we live our lives. A mere outward display of religion can only satisfy for a brief time. That is why many people who attend church out of obligation often only do so for short seasons of their lives. However, when someone truly loves God, they come to worship God and grow in His Word because they desire communal time with God and His people. People who have a genuine relationship with Christ cannot be stopped from attending church because the one they are attending for will never let them down. Warren Wiersbe explains the actions of Israel. When we worship because it is the popular thing to do, not because it is the right thing to do, then our worship becomes hypocritical. If in my religious duties I am doing what pleases me, and if doing it does not make me a stronger Christian, then I'm wasting my time, and my worship is only sin. Fasting and fighting do not go together. Yet how many families walk piously out of church at the close of a Sunday worship service? They get in the family car and proceed to argue with each other the whole way home. True fasting will lead to humility before God and ministry to others. We deprive ourselves so that we might share with others and do so to the glory of God. if we fast in order to get something for ourselves from God instead of to become better people for the sake of others, then we have missed the meaning of worship. It delights the Lord when we delight in the Lord. However, if we worship out of love for God and serve because He has transformed our lives and love for others, according to verse 11, the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire. A genuine walk with Jesus that leads to a life of service to others leads to satisfaction and fulfillment. Isaiah's prophecy likens this guidance and satisfaction from God to a watered garden and a spring of water whose waters never fail. Like Jesus told the Samaritan woman at the well in John chapter 4, verse 14, "The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." If you have ever sat by rushing water flowing down from a stream, you know the peace and tranquility that experience brings. God will constantly water the lives of those who are planted firmly in His Word, and their lives will grow to produce the fruit of their salvation. Don't ever fall to the temptation to live for the things of this world, because the world can never satisfy. A genuine, growing relationship with Jesus Christ brings God's continual guidance, which leads to a constant source of spiritual satisfaction. Nothing can compare to the joy that living for Jesus brings. Some questions to consider. How is God's desire for His people described in verse 10? What spiritual picture does God's Word paint of His guidance and satisfaction in verse 11? And finally, what does God's Word mean in verse 12, when it says, "You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in." Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.